Open Borders Lobby: Americans Should Open Up Their Homes to Illegal Aliens This Thanksgiving. By John Binder on November 23, 2023. In Massachusetts, where the first Thanksgiving is considered to have been celebrated, Americans are being urged by one of the nation's leading open borders groups to open up their homes to border crossers and illegal aliens. While tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens continue flocking to the sanctuary state of Massachusetts, which now offers driver's licenses to those in the United States illegally, Jewish Family Services is asking residents to consider bringing new arrivals into their homes. "We're asking people to open up their homes for 3 to 7 days or 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what people are able to give," Janelle Crompton, with Jewish Family Services, told Spectrum News One. "In addition, we're asking for churches or any place that can offer congregate shelter, gymnasiums, that would be able to offer places for some of these clients that are arriving," emphasis added. The request comes as the state of Massachusetts has reached capacity in terms of being able to house border crossers and illegal aliens, spurring Governor Maura Healey, D, to declare a state of emergency in August. Local public schools across Massachusetts have been forced to absorb large numbers of new arrivals who have little to no family ties and do not speak any English, causing immense strain on school systems, NBC 10 News reported. But there has been a significant impact in the schools, where 35 new students have arrived in the last 2 months, few of them speaking English, emphasis added. "It's been a heavy lift for the public schools," Superintendent John Antonucci told NBC 10 News. "We're thrilled that they are here, and that they're somewhere that we know they can be safe and supported. We welcome them with open arms into the North Attleboro Public Schools. But it has placed a significant strain on our resources for sure," emphasis added. "The housing situation has been exacerbated so much by illegal immigration that Healey has started putting border crossers and illegal aliens in the state's Department of Transportation building." Meanwhile, in Massachusetts alone, more than 15,500 Americans remain homeless, many of whom are war veterans and families with young children. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.